Now, following on from our chat with Caroline Cray from the Preparing for Life team, I am now delighted to be joined by Niamh O'Shaughnessy, a mother, one of the most important jobs in life, I would contend, and also somebody who has participated in and benefited from the Preparing for Life programme. Niamh, good morning, welcome, and thank you for talking to me this morning.
Good morning, no problem.
Niamh, tell me about your experience of the Preparing for Life programme. When you engaged with it first, where you were in relation to your pregnancy, or was the child born, and how you found that that maybe benefited you as maybe friends of yours who didn't engage with it. So tell us about the programme and how you found it.
So basically, my sister was involved with Preparing for Life too, and she had said it to me, but I wasn't actually too pushed on it. But at the time when I actually found out I was pregnant, I was going, which I still do, seeing my mental health team in Bowman Hospital. And I was very worried and very anxious of becoming a mother because I have a mental illness diagnosis. And basically, I had all these worries of, like, oh my God, like, will my kids be, like, put in care with Tussle? Will this happen? Will that happen? Because I'm in a, like, mental state of mind. Like, the days I don't feel like getting out of bed, how can I look after a little, like, baby or another little life? So basically, I have a social worker with my psychiatry team in Beaumont, and they had said to me, I had said to them about Preparing for Life, and she had looked them up and read, and she said, Niamh, I really think you'd benefit from this. She said, like, you're thinking you're going ahead of yourself. Like, I was nearly telling myself that this is going to happen, even though I had a whole psychiatry team telling me, Niamh, this is not going to happen. So basically, I was doubting myself on being a mother. And so what I done was I let them get in touch with Preparing for Life, and Sue got back in touch with me, and she came out and done a home visit with me with Caroline and went through everything. So I agreed to signing up, and I was 5 months pregnant on Indy, that's my little girl, and I just found a bit of a relief. I felt like there was backup there for if I needed it, and which there was, because I've come such a long way, like, since all this. Like, I actually have a second baby now, Ollie, he's 6 months old. So not only, like, I'm managing with one, I'm actually managing with two now after, like, doing this programme, which is fantastic, and the mental illness. So,
and yeah, tell me this, Niamh, and I don't want to personalise this, but it's a fabulous story, and I'd just like to go into it just a little bit more, if you don't mind. What age were you when you got pregnant with your little girl?
I was 23. I had her last year in September, and then I had Ollie in November just gone. So there's literally like 14 months apart from my two little babies.
Excellent. Well, one will rear the other. Trust me, I am speaking from
experience.
I am speaking from experience here. One will rear the other for you, and they'll grow up to be great pals. Tell me this. And this is really, really, I suppose, central to what we're talking about. You spoke to us there very openly and very honestly about the issues that you had on your first pregnancy and the worry that you know you were in, and the stress that you were probably loading on top of yourself. Obviously, at this stage, it's easy for me to sit here and say, as it transpired, quite unnecessarily, because you're a brilliant mother. But did you find that having availed of the Preparing for Life programme on your first pregnancy, that it made the second one so much easier and maybe a lot more stress-free?
A thousand times over, yeah, definitely, because I was prepared. Like, at first, I hadn't a clue about pregnancy. I hadn't a clue what my body was going to go through, how, like, my body and hormones were going to react with my medication, how... There was a lot of things I questioned myself, because I always wanted to be a mother, but I was always scared of being a mother because of who I was mentally. But I had to let go of that and tell myself, like, I'm still human. Just because, like, I'm on medication or this or that doesn't mean I can't be a good mother. So that's why it's very important that we have these supports, like Preparing for Life, is to have back up there and put you in the right direction. So basically, I completely just found when I had Ollie that I was like, I just needed to add him into Indie Drugs Tim. It wasn't like, oh my God, I have a second baby, this and that. It was like, I figured out who Indie was because of the support I got off Caroline. If you could ask Caroline, there's days where I have rang Caroline and said, like, I actually just don't know what to do or anymore, Caroline. I've done this, I've done that. And she'd say, okay, relax. We'll figure it out. Like, just, we'll have a chat, see what's going on. And at the end of the day, then it could be that Indy's just gone through a ground spurt, or she's out there figuring out something new. And I'm there worrying, like, me, she's has an awful habit of not eating. And I worry a lot about it. But, like, as I'm told by her as well, if she's eating little and often, she's fine, she's healthy, she's eating little and often, she's like literally thriving, she's grown and grown and grown, there's nothing wrong with her developmentally, it's really good. And as well, I found that because I find days that are really hard managing with the two kids, when Ollie did come along, I found, how am I still going to entertain Indy as well as having that one-to-one time with Ollie? And I sat there and I have cried on the phone to Caroline and said, like, I actually feel like I'm not connecting with Ollie. I feel like I'm constantly with Indy because, like, she's active, she understands. But at the end of the day as well, you're a mother and you can't be in two places at once. So what I did basically was I sat down with Caroline and we'd done a routine out. So it was like, Indy got up and went to creche. So when Indy was in creche, I'd spend time with Ollie. And then so when Indy came home, I didn't feel bad for leaving Ollie there resting or in his bouncer or in his jumper room while I was spending time with Indy because I had that time before. Whereas when I spoke to Caroline with that, I was just trying to do it all. I was trying to be superwoman. I was trying to, like, sit over in the corner, entertain Ollie, sit over in the other corner, entertain Indy, try to get them to play together. And it just doesn't work like that because every child is so different and they have such different personalities. Like, my two children are like chalk and cheese. Like, they're so, totally, totally different.
Tell me this, Niamh, and again, I don't want to dwell on the mental health side of things because what you've explained there about the, you know, the anxiety around a second baby and two of them in close in age and two of them different and two of them reacting to the same things differently, that's every parent's experience, I can assure you. So you're talking about a lived and a shared experience that every parent has had.
Definitely,
but
yes.
Did you find, and it's a curious question maybe in a way, but did you find that the Preparing for Life programme, that it actually helped with the mental issues as well? Because it sounds as if you got an awful lot from that that put the mental health issues and the fears that were around that it completely put them to bed and allayed them totally.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, it hasn't gone... Like, they don't just... I know it's Preparing for Life and it's, like, for, you know, like, giving you the right direction or helping with little things with your children and stuff. And it's not all about, like, having to feel ashamed of, like, oh, like, I need someone to support me with rearing my children. And I think that's the thing with this day and age and in my age group too, that they sit there and they think that they should be able to be a man, like, they had a baby, like, this is, like, they should be able to get up. And sometimes you get a lot of my age generation that look down on others at my age because they haven't got them in the best of clothes, or they might, like, give a little shout at their child, but in reality, them young girls trying to be perfect and trying to mother and everything by themselves, unfortunately, are the ones then that suffer with isolation, are the ones that suffer and can't speak to anyone because they feel like they feel wrong. They feel like it's wrong to put your hand out and ask for help, which is completely not. And as, like you said, there has a help with your mental health. It has completely, because at first, I completely thought, like, no, I couldn't, like, I'm 23, I'm young, of course I should be able to have a baby, like, it's, you know, like, I babysit all my friends' kids, like, I have a niece, like, of course I should be able for it. But I felt like that I was doing wrong by asking for help and that I'd be looked into and I'd be kind of somebody close looking over my child. But as I say, they're not only there for help and the support, they're there for you too. Like, sometimes when Caroline rings me, you'd get like 10 minutes of a chat about Indy and then the rest is of how I'm feeling. And sometimes that's just how the session goes, but it helps you, like, it really, really helps you mentally in the sense of that your focus, and you know that even though you are feeling all these feelings, and whether you have a mental illness or not, being a parent is one of the most, like, full-on toughest jobs there ever could be. And it's nice to just pick up the phone and hear that news. Even though you're giving out, even though that all this is going on, this is okay. This is a normal reaction. Like, you know, like, you're made kind of to see yourself, to stop putting yourself down for probably giving out your kids 3 times in the one day. That doesn't make you a bad mother. Like, just because, and I think a lot of it has got to do with social media too. People sitting there and judging motherhood off one another. But in reality, you need to focus on your own children, your own children's needs. And I found that with parental life. I found how to balance myself out as well as with my kids. I found how to balance my routine in with my children. And it's the best thing I ever done. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's a bed of roses. I wake up some days and I feel like I'm absolutely mental and running away. But
I wouldn't think that that's a very unusual emotion for a new mother to feel, and especially a mother of 2 small children. I wouldn't think that.
Yeah,
that's,
exactly.
I think that's perfectly
that's
normal.
It's very, very, very normal to feel like that. But I think in my day and age generation, a lot of people are just so caught up in this day and age that it's like they're afraid to put their hand out for help. And like a lot of my friends and all, when I have said to them about this program, they kind of just look at me and like shrug your shoulder because, you know, like they don't need that help. But it's not about not needing it. It's about having the support of like, having that support of to just know where to go in life with your parenthood. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't come with a book. You get days where you think, like, what do I do? Like, they won't listen to this. Or I find that because I'm still young, that I feel I don't do enough activities. Or sometimes I sit in there and I'm like, am I too young, like, to, you know, kind of, I always thought as a mother as being older, like, not young. And so when I'm trying to entertain my kids, like, with visual learning things or, like, jigsaws and stuff, like, I feel, I said, what way could I explain it? Like, when I first had Indy, basically, I felt like I didn't do it as much. And then when I start getting into the program 100% with the Parent for Life, I start realizing that when I've taken, even if it was half hour out of my day's routine to let Indy sit there and do jigsaws or let Indy sit there and do colouring, it actually tired their brain out. So it was making my routine more easier because she was falling asleep easier rather than just sitting there following you around the house, and which I was letting her do because she was just whinging at me. But she doesn't even whinge as much. But that doesn't make me a bad mother because I didn't know that. That's just, I put my hand out and I learned, like, and I'm learning off people. Same way, there's plenty more people out there that were probably like me and were like, oh God, no, I don't need help for my kids. Or, like, it's honestly, it's the best thing I've ever, ever done. I've never, like, been on top of myself and felt this good in life. And that's all down to being in this program. And I can say that 100%, being in Preparing for Life and having my mental health team there to back me up too. And as well, like, Caroline will interact with my social worker and psychiatrist. They keep in contact, info linked, which is a brilliant benefit from it because some days you just don't want to talk. So if they feel there's something off, they can, like, speak to one another just to know. Like, and it's a really, really good thing to know because it just actually makes me feel safe. It does. It makes me feel safe because mothers get a lot of days where they feel alone. Their friends aren't around. You always have friends, but they're there, but they're not there, if you understand what I'm saying. And it's good to just have someone there from the sense of that's not judging, that's like saying it's okay to feel like that. And I always feel 1,000 times better getting off the phone. Always, always, because I know that children have minds and we can't control them. They're exploring. And just because we're having a bad day doesn't mean that our children have to have a bad day. And that's something I learned.
Well, I can tell you, Niamh, I was going to ask you earlier on in our chat to put yourself in the position of the Niamh O'Shaughnessy before you met Preparing for Life and sell it to that person. You have more than done that, Niamh, and you should be extremely proud of yourself. Congratulations on the progress you've made. And I was going to leave you on an upbeat note, but trust me, as they get older, and these are the best years you're going to get out of them. Believe you me. Niamh.
I know, they are the blessings. They honestly have. They've made me come such a far way. Like, it's, they really, really have it.
Niamh, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and thank you so much for taking the time this morning, for being so open and being so honest. And I mean, anybody listening to you this morning who doesn't join the Preparing for Life program, they need to have a serious chat with themselves. Niamh O'Shaughnessy, and before that, Caroline Cray from the Preparing for Life team, thank you both so much for joining me this morning. Niamh, a special thanks to you. You were absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.